Quentin McCall, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. Today's topic is anger. Now, anger is something that I've struggled with probably my entire life. So sit back and think about it for a minute, or what you may perceive in your different myths and understanding of what anger is and is not. I know a lot of you, some of you out there, you've experienced, you know, you may have even punched holes in walls, you may have kicked in doors, punched out car windows, thrown things, attacked people verbally or emotionally, even physically, out of your anger. Anger is something that a lot of people struggle with. I won't be able to go into a lot of detail in this brief broadcast, but I will say that there are different forms of anger, especially the passive-aggressive types. That's probably one of the most dangerous forms of anger, because those people are the ones that kind of very vindictive and they kind of get you on the backside. But we'll discuss a little more details of angers when I start my podcast show. So for today, we will just discuss the basics, tenets of anger, and get a brief overall understanding of it. And so for those of you out there who may be struggling in this area, you can go ahead and start getting help and working on your healing and understanding why you're angry. First off, I mean, anger, there's nothing wrong with anger. We can have, God has given us healthy forms of anger, but we have to understand that our anger becomes unhealthy when we make a choice for it not to be. So when we get angry and we respond in negative ways, we let our anger becomes expressed in insulting people, being insensitive, or speaking something distasteful to other people. Of course, we realize that is very unhealthy anger. The Bible tells us that, over in the book of Proverbs, it tells us that he who is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered exalts folly. Being slow to anger is very important. It's a part of the loving process and the growth process that we all go through. But a lot of times, you know, we don't, we react out of emotion, react out of that pain. We react out of what we're feeling at that moment and we explode. Anger is a choice. You have to make a choice not to be angry. I know growing up, I can remember even from the age of 4 or 5, getting mad, kicking, throwing, you name it, or just beating up people out of my anger. But at the time and growing up, my family just told me, oh, you got a quick temper, you got to control your temper. But I never was told ways to understand why am I angry and how do I deal with my anger more effectively. Now, at the time, little did they know, my family, I understood where my anger was coming from. Some of it was coming from the fact that I was upset and mad that my mother wasn't around. I didn't have a father around. And I felt kind of, I don't know, I guess you could say I felt kind of trapped or getting caged in and felt like I was being pushed off on people. Not that it made me ever feel that way, because my grandmother, living with my grandmother, she never made me feel anything other than the fact that she loved me, she cared for me, and she did everything she could to make sure I was well taken care of. And everybody else pitched in, from my Aunt Glo, my Auntie Monica, my Uncle's Willie, and my Uncle Hunty Eugene. He passed away when I was, I was about 16 when he passed away. And then and my Uncle Leroy, who died earlier this year. So my family kind of like all pitched in to try to help raise me. And of course, I had my two sisters, and they were raised by their parochial fathers, parents. And so my childhood wasn't the best, but at the same time, I was blessed to have the grandmother that I had. So progressing through certain levels of anger, I understood as I got older, right about the 9th grade when I entered Huffman High School, I started to realize that my anger came from, I had some hidden insecurities about myself. I had some selfishness, I had some fear about life, had a lot of unresolved pain. And most importantly, my anger came from the fact that I wasn't fully affirmed in my love as a little boy. And I don't feel like that was anything intentional. My family showed love the best way that they could at that time. But I was in my mid-20s before I probably heard the word I love you from a family member. Well, of course, you know, I read it and maybe in a card or two on my birthday or whatnot, but it wasn't something that in the McCall family, it's not something that they really did, at least when I was growing up. Now, here currently, things have changed, and my sisters, they tell my nieces and nephews they love them all the time. I hear my Aunt Glow or tell my cousins Jasmine and Ariel, I love you. Or I might hear my Aunt Monica, you know, tell Jordan, my little cousin, she loves him. So I'm glad that they are experiencing and hearing the word I love you, because I truly didn't. And I think that did affect me in a great way, because not hearing that word made me not understand if I was loved or not, even though they were showing it. But when you growing up as a child, when they were doing things for me, it came to the point of I expected those things. So I didn't immediately connect them taking care of me, doing things for me. I didn't immediately connect that with love. I just thought that that's what they're supposed to be doing. So that's how I connected it. I didn't connect it as them loving me. And then, so it triggered a lot of anger. So that led to me, you know, getting a lot of fights, you know, I just beat up a lot of people growing up or whatnot because of my anger. Almost had to spend a lot of time in juvenile over a big fight had in the streets one day with a baseball bat. So, you know, that anger could really go well over what it needs to be. So I never got proper help for my anger growing up. So, of course, it furthered on. You see, when you have anger, it's like a trap. You feel like you can't even control yourself. Matter of fact, you feel like you have absolutely no control over your life whatsoever. And you feel completely trapped and controlled by your anger. And those of you who don't struggle with anger or having a quick temper, it's kind of be hard for you to understand this and have a sympathy for it. But it's not... It's something that is deeply rooted in the subconscious mind. Not to get real clinical, because I could, but I'm not. But it is rooted in the subconscious mind. And it's very hard to deal with at times. Because you get to a point when you struggle with anger, you try to force people to meet your needs and meet your demands before you find your peace. And that's the struggle with the anger, because when you struggle with anger, you have to understand that you can't make people or control people and make them do your bidding or make them or force them to meet your demands in an effort to them to help them understand. They got to help you control your anger. Okay, that's incorrect thinking. When you're dealing with anger, your process is you have to change and make a choice not to be angry. And don't feel like you got to force and control other people to fit into a box and a parameter to keep you calm. That's unhealthy ways of dealing with anger, and you would never overcome anger thinking that way. You will continue to be trapped because you'll place such demands on people. When they don't meet those demands, guess what's going to happen? You're going to explode. Anger is all about self-preservation, because when you have anger issues, dealing from that selfishness, those securities, fear, unresolved pain, etc., affirmation of love, it's all about trying to protect yourself. You're trying to have a self-preservation moment of, hey, respect me, look at me, understand me, love me, appreciate me, hear my pain, I'm crying out to you, don't you hear me, why aren't you responding to me, why aren't you hearing what I got to say, aren't you understanding that I love you, why can't you see that, why won't you love me, why won't you act right? See, those are the things that subconsciously people who are angry always consciously go through their mind. Always they're thinking that, because they're dealing with that sense of feeling worthless. They're hurting. Please understand, people. Any people, if you're dealing with anger or you're dealing with people, you know, people who have been angry, I want you to understand that behind the rage, that behind that rage, I mean, that rage, that anger, tearing up their own stuff, tearing up your stuff, because I've done it. I broke other people's stuff. I broke my stuff. I punched holes through walls, kicked doors, car windows. I punched car windows out, pulled people out by the car when I was real young, and just completely just going a rage. I broke in anything you can think of dealing with anger growing up, and even in my adulthood. So until I got the help that I needed to overcome my anger and understand, why am I angry? So when I figured out why I was angry, where my anger was really coming from, now listen, man of God, saved, great relationship with the Lord, out ministering, talking to people, a lot of anger. But it was deeply feathered because it got to a point that I could control it, but I still had those moments. So I had to understand where was this coming from. So in my last episode of anger, it made me realize that, hey, I got to get help. I got to go get some counseling to understand why do I feel controlled? Because you explode and it's like I can't stop it. So I knew then it was something deeply subconscious that had to be tapped out and rooted out. So you have to understand that behind that rage, there are deep wounds and deep tears. Let me repeat that. Behind the rage, there is deep wounds and deep tears. So if you're dealing with anger, you know, anybody in your family's dealing with anger, friends, don't matter. Encourage them to get the help that they need. Not just a little simple anger management, but some real deep soul searching to find out where's the core pain. Because unless you understand where the core pain of the anger is coming from, the anger will just continue to feather. It'll continue to come back and it won't go away. There's a great book called The Anger Trap. I recommend that to anybody. The Anger Trap is a beautiful book. And you can recommend that to people you may be angry or if you deal with anger. Just understand that if you are angry, you deal with a temper. You just have to admit that you are hurting. You have some insecurities. You have some deep-rooted selfishness, some fear, some deep-rooted unresolved pain, some lack of affirmation, love as a child. And we're going to do, you need to do everything you can to break those patterns, because they will destroy you. They will hurt you, and they will cause you to hurt someone that you love. And most importantly, they'll cause you to hurt yourself. The only way that we get to the point to overcome those patterns, we must get ourselves in a position to admit our pain and admit what we are and have that opportunity. I know this was a super extra long journey, but I need to really address this issue. It's one that I really struggled in. I'm really passionate about people overcoming unhealthy anger. Remember, today is the day to be happy.